Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Telesummit Series, From Heartache to Joy. Our topic today, very exciting, very important, is Complete Cardiovascular Brain Reset, Quantum Cardiovascular Center Cleanup for Optimal Brain and Heart Health. A very, very important topic. As you guys know, many people, since the pandemic started, have been talking about heart issues or maybe blood pressure issues or maybe you're experiencing tiredness, irritability, forgetfulness, heart palpitations. And you may not realize it that these are all associated with heart imbalances. And the completing a quantum cleanup and restoring your cardiovascular center in your brain opens the pathways to not only better blood pressure balance and better heart rhythm, but it also results in better sleep, better mood, better hormone balance, and even a more youthful appearance. So how cool is that? In today's call with one of our guest speakers, returning guest speaker, Kari Alajoki, we are going to learn how you can turn back on this on the sharp-as-attack memory and lightning-fast responses that you used to have. And you will also be able to find out why you may be struggling with an irregular heart rate. Learn how your heart problems might be in your brain/head. That I had not heard before. Discover how changing an ignored area of your brain can stimulate healing all the way to your aging skin. So very exciting call today. We're also going to be doing mini scans, for which you will have to be on the phone line. Remember, just call in and then press *2 so that you can be placed in the queue, and we will pick callers from that queue, and Kari will be doing mini scans to see what's going on with your cardiovascular center and is it operating optimally or not. So very exciting call. Those of you that have not heard Kari before, our special guest speaker, years ago, Kari set out to make changes in her life due to feelings of overwhelm of raising a family amidst health challenges and the inability to achieve the peaceful life that she desired. Soon after, she discovered and began the studies of mind-body science, transformational life coaching, and quantum energetic healing. Out of this, she connected with her ability to intuitively support others in their healing process, in the areas of emotional, mental, and physical challenges. Personal transformational experiences and extensive studies have led her to grow in confidence as a mother, healer, coach, and support for her children as they have moved through different stages in life. Clients from countries around the world have benefited from support and healing in these areas as well. For example, I'm going to read you just a couple of feedback testimonials from clients. Leanne said, my eyes feel fresher. Just one session and my weeks of not sleeping well were put to rest. I couldn't believe how quickly everything resolved. Another person said, my tooth pain has improved and also my lung infection has cleared mostly. The headache and pain up the back of my neck, which I had for the past few months, is completely gone. Another person said, my mind was more at ease and I was able to calm down to the point of falling asleep well that night. And Gretchen, her feedback is, I was able to easily get back to my fasting. I don't even think about food now and I'm not hungry. And best of all, I lost 10 pounds in 10 days. That was Gretchen's feedback when she worked with Kari. So let's welcome Kari to the show. I am so excited to have you with us, my dear.
Well, thank you. I'm super excited to be here with everyone. This is a common topic that people are coming to me with, a lot of challenges in this area, and I felt like it was a great time to bring this forward for our group here today.
It is. It is. And I am really interested in learning, Kari, what have you discovered is the link between heart and brain?
Well, it all starts in our external environment and how we perceive it through our senses, our auditory, so our ears, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, even the facial expressions that we make when we are looking at something, those are then translated into the brain in our, what I call the power up, the powerhouse center, where we have our amygdala, the hypothalamus, and the thalamus. And all those parts of the brain then receive that information and decide what to do with it. And they send the message then to your cardiovascular center of your brain. A lot of times I think of many of us, we've kind of thought, well, the heart's just its own thing and it kind of works by itself and it does this thing automatically. But there is a cardiovascular center in the brain that receives that information of fight or flight or worry or stress or hunger or thirst, all kinds of things, tiredness. And it gives that information to the cardiovascular center, which then increases blood pressure, decreases blood pressure, stroke volume, heart rate, all of those different parts of the heart that are connected to that cardiovascular center. So when those centers are working great, everything's flowing well, and if chronic challenges over time or trauma or damage or different things that can take place, such as infection, then that can become dysregulated. So if all of a sudden a person's like, oh, here I'm experiencing changes. Where did this come from? How did this happen? You know, there's a number of reasons underneath that aren't necessarily in the heart tissue itself, but they can be coming from the brain instead of that.
Cool. Thank you for explaining that. And Carrie, okay, that makes sense, you know, the connection between the heart and the brain, but you also connect this cardiovascular center with physical aging. We all worry about aging, so let's talk about that a little bit and how this affects your clients have reported, you know, better skin, youthful skin. How does that work?
Yes. So in that cardiovascular center of the brain, there's, it's called a cardioaccelerator, there's cardioinhibitors. They're constantly regulating your blood pressure and your heart rate, stroke volume, those things. But those are receiving information, as I said before, from, you know, hypothalamus, thalamus, amygdala, which are triggering those stressor responses or calm and peaceful responses. So chronically, when we are under stress or our body is perceiving things as a stressor, it is constantly putting that tension in our body. So our heart is responding through constriction, vessel constriction. Our blood pressure is going too high, too low. So it's an immense stressor on our system as a whole. So in the end, it's like we have less oxygen flow that's going to our skin, our health. Many of you may have known somebody who has had heart problems, and after a heart surgery, you look at them and you think, wow, you look so amazing. You look so much better. Like, you look younger. Well, it's because that stressor that's so heavy on the system has been relieved, and it does seem to, it has the appearance of turning back the clock when someone's stress on the system has been lessened, and all of a sudden they look more relaxed, more vibrant, more at ease.
I love that. I love that. Can you tell us a little, one or two experiences that your clients had in that area after working with you?
Yes, absolutely. I was working with a lady just this last week, and she was talking about how she's been feeling so tired and overwhelmed and those feelings of stress and uncertainty. And she said, I don't exactly always feel if my heart rate is on or off the right, you know, correct. She's like, I don't feel my heart beating faster or slower. I said, well, let's go ahead and do this work in this area, and let's see how you feel. And she said, you know, it's like, she said, I feel like my whole face has just relaxed. I have this overall appearance of just looking like much younger. She said, in her mind, she said, I look in the mirror and those lines have reduced because that tension is not there, that overwork. She's like, even in regards to how she feels about, you know, making decisions and things, she said, that's where everything just calmed down, the internal, and then it reflected externally for her in that area, you know, in her skin. Another example is I had another woman that I was working with, and she had been experiencing just this pressure feeling. She said it's a constant tension in the chest. She didn't exactly have a medical diagnosis yet, but she was feeling certain that something was not right. And she said, I feel like I've aged so fast over the last years and I can't really explain it. But yes, when working with her, she said, it does have the appearance because my tension has gone off my face. Those lines that are so deep have reduced because my body is obviously receiving what it needs and it's generating in the correct way instead of degenerating.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell us which organs or glands in the brain are affected when this cardiovascular center is not functioning optimally? What kind of effects do people experience?
Yes. So as everything is a loop in our body, so is in the brain. So we have our cardiovascular center, which is where there's hormones of epinephrine and norepinephrine, and pH are all taking place in there. And then we have the cardio accelerator, cardio inhibitors, our vasomotor nerves. Those are all in there. So they are receiving and they are also ascending, like on a feedback. The greater organs that are oftentimes affected are the amygdala, the hypothalamus, and the thalamus. And as many of us know, that those are responsible for our blood pressure, our body temperature, our thirst, hunger, sleep, releasing hormones, even sexual behavior and weight control. Those are taking place in there. We have, in the thalamus specifically, we may be challenged with a loss of alertness or impaired posture, chronic pain, our language deficiencies. So for people who have a hard time finding their words when they're trying to formulate sentences or get their point across, they have a hard time with that. Even greater challenges in this area of the thalamus is like schizophrenia or other mental disorders. And the other area of the brain is the amygdala, and that is where we have those perceptions of aggression and fear. So someone who has that tendency, that outward way that they interact with others with aggression, or if they are a fearful type of person where they become shut down easily, even panic attacks are where in the amygdala can come from the amygdala, where your body just kind of trips up and falls into that panic attack mode because of perception. On the other side of panic attack, of course, is the overly calm, like that placidness, but it's also associated with a flatness. So someone who doesn't experience the normal emotion range that you should. So if you're someone who ends up feeling like you just don't experience the joy, you don't experience the love or compassion, or have a hard time finding that gratitude when you're in your meditative state or you're trying to achieve that and you're not able to easily, that's oftentimes associated with your amygdala. So again, it's a hypothalamus, thalamus, and amygdala are the key areas of the brain that we notice are not functioning well and also feeding that back into the cardiovascular center. A tie between all of these also, for children, is in the hypothalamus, your growth. In the thalamus, there's autism, ADD, and language deficiencies. And in the amygdala, again, there's the aggression or fear behaviors. So in children, that's how that looks like. And with adults, again, people, challenges sleeping, having a hard time eating too little, not having that hunger feeling, or eating too much, challenges with don't care, don't feel like it. I can't seem to find my way forward because I'm not, you know, focusing the right way. I can't seem to focus. Panic attacks and perceptions, aggression, and fear. So, yes, those are the areas. I have noticed with clients that those areas, once they quickly change, those are the places where people first feel the impact because it's so easily able to be recognized by themselves. So with one woman, her biggest concern is, yes, she has heart challenges and she knows it and she's had procedures. But when we were talking about what it looks like in the brain, she said, okay, I want that. That's the part I really want. She said, I feel like I don't care enough about things. I feel like I just don't care.
Apathy.
If it's right or wrong. Apathy. And she said, I have such a hard time making up my mind. I can't ever seem to make a decision. And she's like, it's really a hardship when you're trying to move forward in life, and especially in your elder years, well, all years really, but for her, that's where she's at. And she said, I need support in that area so I can communicate to my friends, to my doctors, to my children, to communicate clearly so they can understand what I'm thinking and trying to say, because oftentimes my words don't really come out the right way. I mean something and it comes out wrong and people then don't understand me. So for her, that was a real painful area. She wanted to be able to speak more clearly, be able to make concrete decisions when she wanted to. And she actually wanted to care about the things that she knew she should care about and really wanted to care about, but was challenged with. So for her, that part right away was an area that shifted. You know, the mental clarity starts coming back. Her vibrancy, you know, in being able to kind of like, quickly say, oh, that's right, this is what I was trying to say, or making those decisions. Okay, tomorrow I have a doctor appointment. Let me see. In the afternoon, I have this time open and I can do this. So making those plans and decisions for her, that was her most amazing turnaround. And she said, yes, I care about my heart, but I was most concerned even about my mind. So that was a really fun
beautiful
experience for her,
yeah,
being able to turn that around.
It's life-changing. I can totally understand that. And, you know, another interesting thing about this cardiovascular system being in balance has to do with the pH of the body, which I know is one of the most important things because this is what regulates inflammation also in the body. And if you have the right pH, you know, disease cannot stay in that kind of a body. So this connection with the cardiovascular system is very important. So can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, so it's just what you said, you know, having that correct pH balance is so important because even for the heart and the cardiovascular center in the brain, when there's that imbalance, and it can be created by such things as even exercise, and if you have heart challenges, you may be more aware of it. Okay, maybe you try to exercise, and your heart rate goes too high. You're not able to do the things that you wanted to do. What's happening is your body is not getting the correct oxygen and CO2 exchange in there. So it creates a buildup of carbon dioxide. Then it's sending the message up into your brain to increase your heart rate because it's an imbalance. So it's very important that we keep the pH balance in our bodies correct so that our cardiovascular center can manage the information to your heart correctly. But yes, when your pH is off, it's really difficult because your brain is translating information it's receiving. But as far as so many things are related to pH in our body, disease, like you said, all kinds of cellular dysfunction, so is also the heart.
All right, so we're getting any questions on the webcast, people requesting scans. Please note that in order to get a scan, you will have to call in and then raise your hand by pressing star two. And so that will place you in the queue. So again, on the webcast, I would love to answer, get your questions answered, but please call in. All right, let's take our first caller. I want to go ahead and start the scans, Carrie. Our first caller is area code 848. You are on. Hello. All right, looks like they are away from their phone. If you raise your hand, please make sure that you're near your phone if you get called on. I have dropped your hand now, so you've been taken out of the queue. If you want to call back in, you will have to raise your hand again. All right, 626 area code, you are on.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Irene.
Hi, Irene. What is your question, my dear? What symptoms are you experiencing?
So this basically the same thing that she described about this lady not being able to make a decision and speaking clearly about what she wanted.
So I'm going to let Carrie take over.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so I'll do a quick scan here for you. And my first areas that I'm going to check, of course, are your hypothalamus to see how that's functioning. There is some diminished function in there. You have your thalamus, which is, of course, connected to your amygdala. And in that, I'll do a scan on that. Your thalamus is functioning quite low. The thalamus in particular is where you're getting some of that loss of alertness, almost like an attention deficit where it's challenging to stay focused and making those decisions in the way that you want to. That's where that's coming from. I'm also going to do a quick scan here on some of your senses. So the places where our body receives the external information is our vagus nerve, facial input, so they're your expressions, taste, your smell, eyes and ears. So I'm going to do a quick scan here and see what's showing up. What I am getting is that your auditory nerve is not at 100%. So you may feel like you hear correctly, but that doesn't necessarily mean that your brain is receiving that information correctly. So that would be an area that I would say that would be beneficial for you to have worked on. Do you have any known challenges in with your heart?
Heart murmur, I think they said.
So then for you, you are going to want to get the one-on-one because that's where I do the actual, the heart itself.
Uh-huh.
You also address the valves and the heart tissue itself. So that would be very beneficial for you to get that, to have that element of it worked on. And we'll take care of the five senses and the power up the powerhouse, the hypothalamus, the thalamus and amygdala, that gets taken care of. And that's for your alertness and decision-making process. And then, of course, the cardiovascular center, making sure that there's no infection in there. Oftentimes trauma or injury can be present also. So that's what I would suggest for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
all right.
Thank you,
my dear. Thank you, Irene. Best of luck.
Thank you.
And next caller in line is area code 812. You are on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Mary Jo in Indiana.
Hi, Mary Jo. Tell us what your issue is, my dear.
Well, actually, if we could do a scan of my son, he's 14 years old, and, she was talking about the aggression and mood changes, and he seems to be kind of what comes from.
Okay, sure. I'm doing a scan right now. I'm going directly to the powerhouse, the hypothalamus, thalamus, and amygdala, and those are not functioning very well. They're quite low right now. So, yes, his amygdala is coming in below 50%, and that's primarily where the aggression and fear behaviors are stemming from. His perceptions, that's where, you know, what we see and hear, those things, it can be a little bit skewed because our brain is not perceiving correctly. So that is him there. Go ahead.
And does he need to be in a session with you, Carrie, or can you just work through the mom?
Yes, he would need to be in a session because even when he comes in, if he does not need the heart upgrade, there's other elements of the brain that are going to need to be addressed with this, and potentially the gut, because these are three, like I call the powerhouse in here, but you typically are having other imbalances in the body also, kind of uptaking nutrients out of your gut, things like that. So we would need to work with him in a one-on-one session, you know, along with this program in order to really, really get to the bottom of it.
Okay, is that possible for you, Mary Jo?
Possibly.
Cool. All right.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, getting those things turned around, you know, having the aggression turned off or the fear response is really diminished. The peacefulness that comes out of it is so profound, because it becomes almost like a trauma for a family when that constant emotion is so prevalent. It's really challenging with children.
Well, right. And
I have children
he's coming from an emotionally abusive situation, and I'm just wondering if that's part of what we're dealing with now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Your amygdala is a fight or flight. That's what's keeping him churning in fight or fight is, you know, those traumas, those emotions, those patterns that he's been experiencing. Yeah, those are definitely present there. Mm-hmm.
Great. Great. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Best of luck, Mary Jo. I know that abuse, emotional trauma can cause actual physiological damage to the brain.
Yeah.
So my heart goes out to your son and all the other, especially the younger humans on the planet that have had to face trauma. But, you know, the good news is people like Carrie are here to help. And it's amazing what energy healing can accomplish for you. All right.
Yeah,
next.
If you're able to, Aram, I'd like to share a story about that also.
Please.
With children.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was working with a client and for their young son, and he's been having language deficiency. He's young. He's just about 3, but he's speaking maybe 1, maybe 2 words. There's nothing really wrong with him when they had him checked by the doctor, but his ability to form the words was really not there. He wasn't doing a lot of babbling or the normal sounds that are kind of pre-language sounds. And it was within 2 days that the babbling, except that normal developmental phase, had increased dramatically. And so his connection between what he's trying to say and putting things, forming sounds with his tongue, that had changed within 2 days. So, yeah, it is a big thing, you know, in the brain, these areas. So that's the areas that we worked on in here, the hypothalamus, thalamus, and amygdala. Yeah, it really has a profound impact. And like you said, even physiological and physical, you know, there can be diminished size in some of these portions of the brain that have had that emotional challenge and trauma.
Wow. Our next caller in line is area code 512, Austin, Texas. You are on.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, awesome. My name's Jessica, and I guess for the last couple of years, when I lay down in bed at night or I wake up in the middle of the night or something, and move around, then my heart rate goes up pretty high.
So right away, I'm doing a scan here of the senses, the sensing organs, our nerves, checking to see those, and I'm checking also, again, the power up the powerhouse center, and then also the cardiovascular center. I'm getting that your cardiovascular center, in particular of the brain, is where there's some decreased function. Again, this is where your heart rate, stroke volume, blood pressure, these, so your vessel tone, vessel contraction, these are all taking place here, epinephrine and norepinephrine. So that's where I'm getting some decreased function. And so, yes, when you're laying down, there's some dysregulation happening in here. I'm also checking your heart to see what else is going on in here, kind of doing a scan. I do get infection in your heart. It's like a feeling of heaviness. Do you experience overall like a kind of a lack of vibrancy, or like a little bit of kind of a little tiredness, things like that at all?
Yeah, I have for the last 6 months, I guess.
Yes. So I'm getting, some infection in there, inside some valves. That's where I'm getting that. I'll send some energy to that now, and you may, over the next few minutes, and you may experience a little lightning, but a lightening in that symptom of the tiredness. You are going to need some work done on the heart and valves itself to help clear that infection out. How does that sound?
Sounds awesome.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Let's take another caller. 86. Oh, they went away. All right. 561 area code. You are on. 561.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Who's
Hello?
This?
Oh, hi. This is Martine. Hi, Ira. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Martine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome, my dear. And what's your concern?
Yes, I've been having high blood pressure for the past 20 years. And this call is pretty interesting. So I would like a check on my heart and my brain as well. Because whatever I do, whatever healing I've been doing, it's always, sometimes it's up, sometimes down, So I'm happy that you're here today. Thank you.
So for starters, what I call the All Sense, which is my live stream, the first live stream that we're going to be doing, that's covering, again, the vagus nerve, facial input, taste, olfactory, visual. I've got those at about 40% for you. So those are not functioning super well. So, of course, that it may for you show itself as maybe not having a strong sense of smell, or maybe some visual challenges, maybe some hearing challenges. That's where that could show. And then I'm doing also a scan of the hypothalamus, thalamus, and the amygdala. I've got you at 55 there. So that is also at not functioning super great, but it'll make sense for you, I'm sure, when, we're going through your blood pressure, heart rate, respiration, they aren't what you'd like them to be. And so those are coming out of those areas. Do you also have challenges with like cognition and like the short-term memory recall, like looking for words?
Yes, I do sometimes. I brain fog sometimes,
Yes. So there's some challenges with that, So that's that one's covered in the Power Up the Powerhouse. That's our second live stream. That's the second that I'll be doing with the group. That's where that's covered. And then moving to the cardiovascular center here, I'll do a scan for you here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read this here. So I've got you at 60% there. And so there are some areas inside there. Again, the cardio accelerator, cardio inhibitor, vasomotor nerves. Some of these areas are not functioning super great. This is then covered in the third live stream, which is a quantum cardio center that we're doing as a group. And let me now check your heart and see what we've got going on in there, if it's something physical or if it's really just in the brain.
Okay.
What I'm getting is that you have some, basically some vessels that are not responding appropriately. So it's like a slower vessel response. So when your brain is sending that signal to your heart to, you know, increase or decrease pressure within your vessels for the monitoring blood pressure, it's not kind of responding appropriately in there.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, you will need the extra one-on-one because, again, that's where I'm covering the heart and valves itself.
Okay.
This is a comprehension. What's that?
I said I believe so, too, that I need package C.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you. I'd love to see you soon.
Thank you so much, Kate. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. We're going to do one more, and then we will talk about the offer so everybody can understand how this can this offer can help everybody. So let's take one more caller, and that is area code 916. You are on. 916.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi.
We can.
Yeah, so I wanted to see if Carrie can do a scan. Like, lately I've had, like, lots of pressure in my head. But then at the same time, I've been getting a lot of urinary tract infection. Like hard time holding my bladder or not making to the bathroom on time. And I would go on myself. Yeah, I don't know if she can do a scan or check to see, like, what's going on.
Okay. I'm doing a scan here. I've got your, like I said, the AllSense, which, again, is covered in the first live stream. That's the vagus nerve, facial input, taste, olfactory, visual, and auditory. I've got that at 20% for you. So there's some diminished nerve kind of like responses or correctly receiving information. And that's going then to your hypothalamus, thalamus, and amygdala. The live stream where we're covering that, again, is the power of the powerhouse. And I've got that at 35%. This would make sense with what you're talking about. You said you have some challenges with bladder. There's oftentimes, these autonomic responses are happening here in these areas, but they're not translating and sending the information fully to the areas that it needs. Other challenges that can show up that are like a chronic pain, releasing hormones that are releasing the hormones into your urinary system. They're releasing the hormones into your cardiovascular center. There is a connection with these organs, the hypothalamus, thalamus, or glands, I should say, hypothalamus, thalamus, and amygdala, that goes to all these different portions of the body for the hormone release. and regulation that way. So that you were at 35% for that. And now I'm going to check the cardiovascular center for you. I have you at 23. And I'm checking to see where some of the challenges are. I'm getting that your epinephrine and norepinephrine are not balanced appropriately. Do you oftentimes increase or experience challenges with like the with your heart rate being maybe a little too fast or a little too slow or things like that? Or do you not feel your heart?
So.
Okay.
I think so. I was going to just ask you, like, can you check my heart too earlier? But yeah, since you brought that up, Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Because the cardio center of the brain is low, and that those hormones are not functioning correctly. So with the heart, let's see here. Okay, so I have that at 45, your heart, and I'm looking for infection, injury, trauma, damages. I'm getting like there's some like a damage from like a trauma injury type of scenario. So that would be something that you may want to have checked and or worked on in a one-on-one to really be able to restore that part in your heart there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Carrie, for doing that scan on me. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you for all these scans. If we have time, we'll do some more, but I want to go ahead and talk about the offer and so that you can really explain it and who in particular does this work for best. So let's go ahead and take a look at it. It is orderjoy2020.com/reset2022. So I'll repeat that. orderjoy2020.com/reset22, or just press the link that has been provided. And it'll bring you to this offer page, Complete Cardiovascular Brain Reset, Quantum Cardiovascular Center Cleanup for Optimal Brain and Heart Health. So over to you, Carrie, my dear, if you can explain this offer in detail. And then for the listeners, I am going to lower all hands. And as you listen to this offer, if you have questions regarding this package or whether this will work for you or not, only then please raise your hand by pressing star 2. Thank you. All right, over to you, Carrie. Okay, sounds good. So as I've mentioned with a few callers, that we will be doing a set of 3 live streams to cover all these different areas within the brain. So we have the All Sense is what I call it, and that is to be able to restore the nerves, that's vagus, taste, smell, hearing, and eyes. So to be able to make sure that those nerves are functioning optimally, checking for infection, things like that, so that they are able to receive the information from the environment correctly. And that then is going to go to our Power Up the Powerhouse. As I said before, that with the hypothalamus, the thalamus, and amygdala specifically are going to be covered in this live stream. And this is to ensure that these areas that receive information from your senses, then that gives a signal to the cardiovascular center of the brain to respond accordingly. So when this is functioning properly, you will receive information from your senses, then react to them in a balanced fashion, thinking logically, keeping focus, being grounded, and out of panic and fear, and also regulation of vision, taste, touch, speech, and balance are some of the things that will be worked on in this session. Yes, because you receive information through your nerves, but your amygdala, thalamus, and hypothalamus need to be able to also respond appropriately. So it's like a kind of a feedback loop. We want to make sure that both of those are working appropriately so that it can further send the signal into the cardiovascular center. So that's the second live stream that we're working on. This is where for people who have challenges with attention, or like an ADD, language deficiencies where you're not able to bring words to, you know, speak about things correctly in the way that you want to. Even things such as tingling or burning pain, those can sometimes be coming from that area. Impaired posture, sleep, thirst, hunger, aggression and fear. That's where these things will be covered in this session. So moving on then, we will be moving into the Quantum Cardio Center live stream. This is so that your cardio center, which includes cardio inhibitor, cardio accelerator, and your vasomotor center, along with nerves and hormones such as epinephrine, norepinephrine, and your pH, this is where we're going to work on these to ensure that there isn't trauma, there's not old infection or new infection that can be contributing to this center not functioning and sending information correctly. So yes, blood pressure, heart rate, stroke volume, kind of that consistency in your heart patterns. That's what we're looking for. So that's where we're going to cover that. Along with this, we are going to be doing, I'll be sending the energetic supplements, and those are to ensure that your heart and your brain are receiving just support during this process while your body is restoring itself back. There's going to be resveratrol. There's inflavonoids to help with inflammation throughout your body. I use the cell salts in this situation. Make sure you're receiving the essential cell salts that your body needs. Also, homeopathic remedies of Ignatia and Belladonna for calming, sleep, reducing inflammation, reducing pain. Those are the supplements that we're using in this one. You will be receiving the Love My Heart MP3, and that is specifically to clear infection from your heart that may be contributing to your heart not working at its optimal rate. Infection can be behind so many imbalances, so we really want to clear this out to make sure that your heart is clear of the infection. And then the Cardio Clear MP3 is also an infection clearing one, specifically for the cardiovascular center in your brain, because again, infection can damage, cause trauma, even the physical parts that are altered then in there. So yes, we want to make sure that's back to functioning properly, and those MP3s will really help with that. Do you have any other questions? Did we get that all covered there, Erin?
I think we did, and I don't see any questions yet. I just want to announce that the special pricing that we had, it was announced, we have extended it till Wednesday. So you have till Wednesday to take advantage of this introductory price. And did you talk about the mega bonus, which is your really popular nanobot knockout 2 MP3?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I did not talk about that. That is the latest challenges. I've created this nanobot knockout 2 for what has been presenting most recently. So things change so fast, as we all know, through in the world and in time. It seems like every other day something new is showing up, and that's the case here also. There's different parts of the brain that I'm finding, or body that I'm finding, these nanobot kind of load is heavily impacting. So in this nanobot 2, I'm I'm specifically focusing on the most recent elements or the most recent parts of the brain that are impacted. A lot of people send me a lot of reviews that the previous nanobot works really well, and it does work very good. And even still today, it still works great for calming down when energies and frequencies and emotions start to run high. But this one specifically is targeting, you know, in the brainstem, in the vagus nerve, the nanobot load that's coming in there that is also causing some dysregulation. So that's definitely, like, those are affecting your sleep. People can have headaches, pressure in the, like, say, eye pressure, ear pressure, just feeling of dysregulation that they can't quite figure out what's happening. So that's, I'm super excited about it. There's a lot of people that are going to find that this really gives them a lot, a greater sense of relaxation and reducing some pain. And pain and emotional challenges, but also some of the physical parts of having that less pressure in the head.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you for going over that. And that, like I said, is a very, very popular program of Carrie's that you're going to be able to get for free right now. So this by itself is really an amazing, amazing product. So this is also for a limited time, so make sure you take advantage of that. And remember, as a BlissUp member, you are going to get a discounted price on this already discounted package, and the prices are listed there on the order box, so you can check those out as well. And again, the offer is at orderjoy2020.com/reset22. So if you want to take care of your heart and the brain connection, also which affects your mood swings, it affects your weight gain, your anti-aging, beautiful skin, all of those things that we discussed earlier in the call, this is an awesome package for you. Many people have already jumped in. Congratulations to them. And one of those things that we all need to have right now, because if anything, the one thing that the pandemic has taught us is that our natural health, our naturally strong body is the best defense that we have. And going forward, we really, really need to keep that in our focus. So orderjoy2020.com/reset22. And I still see a lot of, is there a payment plan available? I'll ask Gretchen. I don't think we have it right now. And can family members be added for the remote sending portion only without purchasing a full separate package? That is a great question. I don't know if that is possible. What we can do is we can discuss this with Carrie. And if it is possible, we will send an email announcement, okay? And then we'll let you guys know. But that's a great question. Can you check my heart, please? You have to be on the phone, my dear. And all right, so we're going to go to, let me refresh and see if anybody has any questions. We have a couple of people. The first person is area code 504.
Hi. Thank you for putting me on.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Yep. Welcome.
I'm LaDonna.
Hi.
And hi. Thank you very much. I just wanted to see if you can check my heart does some irregular beats and now for a while and I have breathing issues, like it doesn't give enough energy to my lungs to breathe. So this goes on and off, but it's now for about a year that it gives me trouble.
Yes. So just by your symptoms alone, you're going to need the package, but plus the one-on-one. Because when your heart is having those kind of challenges, we also need to address the heart itself in here, making sure that the infections are cleared through the brain and in the heart and checking for in the valve and the heart itself. Yeah, so those symptoms alone are going to tell you that you really are going to need that extra one-on-one session with that.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. I see. So can you say now anything about the origin of it? Because the doctors are really struggling with putting a finger on anything.
I get that it's infection for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's
Thank
where
you.
I'm getting that's showing up. Do you experience the other challenges with, like, the emotional balance, connection with others, like relationship balance, those kinds of challenges also?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. That's also very common with people who have, you know, the heart imbalances. Oftentimes even the relationships are challenged because you're not always able to feel that connection and that kind of that inner heart that you would like to feel. So that's also a good cue for people that if you find that you're somebody who doesn't feel the connection towards others that you'd really like to, maybe relationships are a challenge. But even if there's not conflict, it's just that feeling inside of you of a lack of connection, this is something that addresses this in these areas. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yes. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for that.
Yes, you're welcome.
And thank you, Aaron, for putting me on. Thank you. You're so welcome. Thank you for asking your questions.
Mm-hmm.
And the next, suddenly a lot of people raised their hands. The next person is 303 area code. You are on. 303.
My name is Dawn.
Your name
and
is Dawn?
Dawn.
Dawn. Hi, Dawn.
And I would love it if she could check my heart as well. I think it's doing better, but.
Okay. I'm getting your heart is about 65, which you said that you feel like it's getting better, and that very well could be that things are improving for you. So you still have some ways to go. I don't know if you're currently in another package or program or what you're doing that's improving your heart.
Taking some nitric oxide.
What's that?
Some nitric oxide stuff.
Okay. I would also suggest choosing the heart package that will help to restore the valves and the functionality within the heart to give it that kind of that physical quantum boost, quantum physical. That will help the nitric oxide work even much better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the heart package?
It's the add-on because the add-on is where I work on the heart itself. The program is to work within the brain and all those areas of the brain because your heart can have a challenge, but, you know, if it's regulated by the brain. So if you're having challenges with blood pressure and you're having challenges with stroke volume and heart rate, that can be coming from the cardiovascular center also. So we really want to make sure that all of these pieces are covered because if you do just one, you may not be finding the results that you're going to need.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions on that?
Nope, that's the main thing.
Great.
Yes, my heart
Wonderful.
Was really low a year ago.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank
so
you, my dear.
Your cardio inhibitor just not quite functioning super well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. The next caller is 510 area code. You are on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. 510?
Hi.
Yeah. What's your name here?
This is Bihar. How are you guys? Thank you for picking
Wonderful.
Me, Sarita.
Thank you. What's your question?
Yeah. My heart, if you can check my heart, please.
Mm-hmm.
I had a stroke like 5 years ago.
So I've got your heart at 30. So your heart definitely does have some pretty deep challenges. Those are going to be within, you know, like your vessel tone and vessel contraction. That's going to affect your flow and pressure, heart rate, stroke volume. But with the stroke, those, so the power up the powerhouse, those hypothalamus, thalamus, and amygdala, those are frequently affected by stroke, which then does give some of those other symptoms of can be tingling or burning pain, attention deficit, loss of alertness. Other mental disorders can come from that. So those parts of the brain would be very well to be addressed in order to bring those up to better function also, because then that's going to be able to feed back into your cardiovascular center, which will upgrade with the Quantum Cardio Center live stream. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there is definitely some challenges in there.
Okay. So, you, which packet do you recommend? What, A or B?
If you'd like your heart to be focused on and receive some support with that, you're going to need B, that has the one-on-one session specifically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much, both of you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're so welcome, my dear. Thank you. And next person in line is area code 519. You are unmuted now. 519.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. That's funny because the call-in number was 705, but... I'm Summer, and my question is, I've been experiencing like swollen feet for a number of years now, but it's been getting worse and progressing, and also I've been experiencing some pain in my chest area, and I'm wondering if it's related.
I'm doing a scan for you now. So I've got your heart center at 65. I'm checking your the powerhouse. I have that at 55. So we've got also after that, I've got the cardiovascular center of the brain. I've got that at 70. So your main areas that are having some deficiency are that power up the powerhouse center, the hypothalamus, thalamus, and amygdala, and your heart is also having some challenges. I am getting that there is also infection, which is so prevalent right now. There's been a lot of people in the last year that they may be feeling better, but there's just remnants of infection that haven't fully cleared that have been causing some heart challenges. So you said you've had yours for longer, correct?
Well, my feet swelling, yes. It's been a couple of years anyway.
So kind of a weak area for you that then has been having a little bit more challenge, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So that's an infection in my body or my heart?
What's that?
Is that an infection in my body or in my heart?
Well, specifically, we're talking like with the heart. So to clear the infection out of those areas, that's where you're going to see some turnaround there for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also have a question about the package. My son went to see a cardiologist, and he's 24, and they told him that he has a missing a valve. Now, is this something the package would help with?
With missing a valve or a valve that's not physically there?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny that you just find out now.
Yeah, so I wouldn't necessarily say I can create a valve in his heart that wasn't there.
But if he has been fine up till now, we can reboot those areas, like the, his heart and the cardio center. Those, we can reboot those areas to bring them up to optimal, like, working ability for what is there. Mm-hmm.
Can we mm-hmm. use the same package, but he get the he could have the one-on-one?
How do you normally do that, Aram? Is that what you – is fine? I'm not sure how you typically format this.
I actually don't know. So if you can please email customer support, they
okay.
will be able to help you out with that. Okay? Very good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on, we still have a couple of people we need to get through. 480 area code, you are on.
Hi, Arab and Carrie, how are you?
Hi.
This is
Wonderful.
Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi. I was just wondering if you could do a scan for me of the whole brain area. Nothing really specific, just a, you know, overall. Maybe noticing a little bit, a very tiny bit of, you know, times when there's an occasion when it's like, I just can't remember that, you know. Nothing really that significant, but just really wanted to see what the scan shows. And then I also did want to check the hypothalamus.
Okay.
Did they know that had been low?
Scans here for you. It has been low in the past, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so doing a scan for like the all senses, you are at 70 there.
Okay.
The hypothalamus is at 60. The thalamus. Mm-hmm. I've got you at 70 for the thalamus, and your amygdala. So yes, hypothalamus, other challenges that you may experience are weight control, hunger, thirst, body temperature. This can also feed into your endocrine system. If you have endocrine challenges, you know, your hypothalamus is feeding into the pituitary. So that could be something that you may be experiencing. And then also into the other hormone centers, you know, because it's a real a place where it's releasing hormones. So those are, if those are challenges that you experience, that's where that's coming from, is your hypothalamus. And then I'll also check your cardiovascular center of your brain.
Thank you.
So I have that at 78. So that's not so bad. How do you feel?
Feel great. Yeah, I feel great. I mean, I haven't had any, you know, issues like that, so I'm very grateful. But, yeah, I just wanted to see, you know, where it was at. And so well, I know the hypothalamus has obviously gotten, well, I won't say obviously, it's gotten a lot better because it was much lower than that. So so that's improving. Any recommendations? What's your overall response to that kind of scan?
In order to bump up, like, your all senses and your, so the powerhouse, you would need package A for that, because that's where those are coming in. Those also release trauma and whatnot out of those areas to help them improve also. If you are not experiencing heart challenges, like I specifically have this one-on-one for people who need work in their heart, but if your heart is not challenged, we can work on an additional area in the brain in order to help bump up some of these other areas also.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. You are welcome, my dear. Beautiful.
Hey,
now,
take care.
You're welcome. We still have a few people, but we are unfortunately out of time. I just messaged Gretchen, so she is going to start a Facebook thread where you will be able to communicate with Kari, and she can do a quick scan, give you recommendations. So just look for that, please, in our Facebook group. We will start that, and you can ask your questions there. We are out of time. I want to thank you, Kari, for being here with us today, for sharing all this amazing information, and, of course, for all this wonderful work that you are doing, some of the most cutting-edge stuff that we have seen come across through our platform, especially with that nanobots and stuff like that, which is so, so important right now for people to understand what are these nanobots, what do they do to our system, and how, why we must get those removed. And that's included in this package, which is so cool. So I really appreciate
it. It does have a big impact, yes.
Really, it does. And the changes people have reported since then have been really, they are really encouraging. So I recommend that if you can get your hands on that, because it's free right now, please do so. And I did message Gretchen, so she will be sending emails regarding how to add family members and the payment plan. So please look for those as well. Thank you so much, all of you guys as well. You are what makes From Heartache to Joy great, so we really appreciate you and thank you very much. And Kari, my dear, again, always a pleasure and an honor to share this space with you.
Thank you, and again, thank you to everyone else out there. It's really a joy to come together with people who are also wanting to help themselves in that in a natural way of, you know, rebalancing their body using their own frequencies. So it's a really great space to share with people, and people who are also interested in keeping current with what's happening and to keep their bodies in the healthiest position as possible.
Absolutely. Thank you, and lots of love to all of you guys. Take care, and bye-bye for now.